Today is Monday, February 17th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Random Acts of Kindness Day. Be kind to one another, as Ellen would say. I recently learned that Ellen DeGeneres moved to the UK when things happened. All right, it's also President's Day, and a good time to buy a couch is what I hear, and also National Cabbage Day, cabbage. So if you like to eat cabbage and toot it up, then you should celebrate that today. My computer. I have so many computers up here because I don't get rid of computers. I don't get rid of computers. I'm pretty good at throwing things away normally. But for whatever reason, I don't throw away technology very often. And so I end up with a lot of computers, a lot of cables, a lot of whatever. I think I am going to, I have a couple of computers that just sit in the closet. Actually, I have four or five. I have two or three laptops. I have two desktop computers. And what I think I want to do is take the hard drives out in case there's anything on the hard drives that I can salvage and then get rid of them. Because I don't build PCs, so it's not like I need the case. I have no interest in building hardware. I mean, I may tinker with a Raspberry Pi, which is a little mini computer from time to time. Because they're good for little small projects. I want to control some LEDs. I want to build a little picture frame, you know, myself, just as something fun to do. But I've never really been all that interested in... I've never built a computer. I'm on the software side. I like to get in there, automate things, tinker, you know, write code because I like to control. I like to feel like I have control that I can make the PC or the Mac do, you know, what I want it to do. But anyway, so we do have some contact, so let's do that. Oh, look, there's emojis in the contact. Hello, from unknown from San Diego, and no, I'm not the person you said you know lives here. Call me Leo, since I'm a Leo. Oh, okay. It's a person who doesn't want us to know their name. Oh, sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. But not in this case. Okay, Leo, I will right now. I have a phone numbers list. But what did I call it? I thought I called it phone, but it's not coming up. So instead, I'm just going to go to sheets.google.com. And oh, because it thinks I'm a different person. I don't want to be that person. I want to be this person. I created a new Gmail account when I was creating podcastmaps.com because I thought that I needed a separate email, but then it ended up that I had to create a info@podcastmaps.com because I couldn't use Gmail to do what I wanted to do. So now I've got this extra email address. I need to just close it out. But sometimes when I load Gmail or I load Google Calendar or I load, you know, since I did that, it basically loads that other account. I don't know how they make that decision, but I'm just putting you in right now, Leo. You know, I'm also a Leo, by the way. So this is going to be a lot of backtracking, and I'm only on 2/3/25. Sorry in advance, since I also have ADHD. You know, I've talked to my therapist several times. It's like, Do I have? Because I like to jump around from hobby to hobby to hobby. I get bored when I spend too much time focusing on one thing. It's all, I don't know. Anyway, I too love soggy cereal and bottom of the ice cream cone. Oh my God. We're simpatico, Leo. I actually mix cake and ice cream together in a bowl to soften the. Oh my God, I do that too. No soggy nachos, though. I'm good with soggy nachos. No, I don't. I can't because that's my crunch. I'm a very textural person and I have to have crunch. I mean, they're just. Well, no, I mean, it depends. Like with cereal, even with cereal, I like it to go soggy, but I want there to be a little crunch. It needs to be soggier than crunchy, but I do want a little to. It's a fine science. I'm a very textural person. Since you don't like bologna, do you like hot dogs? They are basically the same taste and texture, along with the unknown ingredients. I didn't. I have not liked hot dogs, especially my cousins used to eat like straight out of the refrigerator weenies, and oh, I just it made me want to throw up a little in my throat. I just like the taste. Now I'm okay with them. Mark likes hot dogs, and it's an easy thing for me to make on like grocery day or whatever where I don't have time to cook. And so I have been doing that. That is my go-to fast meal because I'm trying to do my entire life. I try to do less fast food. I mean, that's just. And one excuse I use to get fast food is, oh, we went grocery shopping. I don't have time to cook. Let's just go get fast food. So it's not much healthier, maybe not any healthier at all, but I will do air fryer French fries because, again, I'm not frying them. So it's theoretically healthier and lower calorie because I'm not adding extra oil. I'm sure they cook them in oil before they freeze them, but I don't add extra oil. And have been doing hot dogs, so they're growing on me. But I haven't had bologna in so long. Maybe I would like my bologna has a first name. It's Bologi. I don't know. It's Oscar. My bologna has. Why am I singing in this episode? A second name that's Meyer. Oscar Meyer is the something. Ba 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 ba. Do you guys remember that commercial? Have you thought about going to an audio stereo car shop and just have them add an audio system with a bigger screen in your car? I could. I just procrastinate. I hate dealing with service people. And I procrastinate. And I don't even like to call them on the phone. I have this real social anxiety. I don't know. Do you have PTSD from the plane crash? Especially with. This is a lot. But good, because I'm recording this on a Saturday and I needed content, Leo. So you're. Because. Nothing has happened yet. Mark ran this morning and I got Chick-fil-A for breakfast and then I cooked him breakfast. We had the tocino ham or tocino spam, which is actually good. I'm not a big spam person, but because it's again mystery meat. But it's tocino flavored, which is a Filipino breakfast meat, basically, and it's sweet and salty and very good. PTSD. I wouldn't call it PTSD. I, no, when I, f for the first, it's been, I mean, the plane crash was, what was it? 90, no, 99? So it's been 25 years or something like that. So now I really don't have anything. If we have turbulence or something like that, I'll get a little nervous, but, and takeoff and landings. A small twinge of nerves go through me, but probably no more than a regular person because I just love flying and I just got back on the wet wagon immediately. Like I fell off and got right back on. Two or 3 weeks after the plane crash, I was back on a plane. So, because I had another trip planned to go see my grandparents. They did fly me with a psychiatrist or a therapist and they flew me in first class, but yeah, I'm okay now. Talking about the youngins complimenting your car at your drive-thrus, you asked what they are saying nowadays. That's fire is a pretty popular term. Thanks for the contact, stealing this from Big Fatty. Hope you opened this on a low content day. I did. You're the only content. So thank you, Leo. I appreciate that. Well, if you're a new listener, welcome. If you're not, I'm glad you finally reached out. Either way, I always appreciate contact. So feel free to contact me anytime you want to. So yeah, as I said, I'm recording on a Saturday and nothing has happened. I can tell you guys some plans that I have for the Saturday. I'm going to, well, I say this and then when I record Tuesday's show, I'll have to report to you guys whether I did it. I'll forget for sure. But I'm going to try to start working on this Crew AI agent thing and work on, you know, I want to take the current script that does the podcast tagging and I want to add those other features, which is like creating the summary, creating the post in WordPress, creating the album art, like all of that. So we'll see. I probably won't get all that done today. And I also have to start practicing for this musical I'm playing in. We have our dress rehearsal on February 23rd, and I haven't even opened the book. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.